Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, we've been talking about the NFL draft. Still, was just a week ago. We already knew the Saints' first-round pick already and getting ready for day two of the draft. Gentlemen, it's kind of all a blur. Went by quickly, even though we had long days.
Yeah, well, it goes by quickly when you were
making nine selections.
Well, no, when you were working the entire time. There's not a lot of downtime where you can kind of relax and assess and think back on. You know, me and Charlie hosted two pre-draft shows on Friday and Saturday. I remember 2% of them. I don't know what I said. I don't know what points I made. I don't know whether I was right or I was wrong.
just words coming out.
Well, we did it. We did shows.
Looking at the... we had our draft recap show at the Silver Slipper Casino on Monday.
Yeah.
Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, along with Mike Dettillier, spoke with former Saint great Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ. Asked him about a bunch of the Saints draft picks that we're going to get into now. Start off with obviously number one, Kelvin Banks Jr. What does Shanley think about the Saints' ninth overall selection?
Yeah, I think Sark's done a really good job at Texas. They not only recruit great players, but they have toughness. And I think he's brought toughness to the program. It's not no longer the, you know, the soft Texas guys that you used to think of. And, you know, thinking back to last year, I remember watching a lot of Texas football, and Kelvin Banks stood out. And a lot of times offensive linemen don't stand out. But I remember seeing him thinking, wow, this guy is going to be a stud in the NFL. And I'm like a lot of fans. I was kind of torn at number nine, like, no. Quit picking offensive line. You were going to stick a pick in defensive lineman, offensive lineman every year. But when you look at it, tell me a better player at that spot who you feel like now you have two concrete guys at left tackle and right tackle. It's a hard thing to pass up on a guy like Kelvin Banks when he's sitting there at nine. Even if you trade back a couple spots, which I kind of wanted to do to grab more picks, there's no certainty he's going to be there anymore because I think a lot of people had him really high on the boards. And, you solidify your left tackle and right tackle, that's more than probably 75% of the league can say. So you get those two positions taken care of, and now you can worry about the rest.
Scott Shanley talking about Kelvin Banks Jr., and like he mentioned, what did you think this team was going to do? I know, you know, you look at some of the mock drafts, and even I was guilty of it trying to pick a position player, and it was like, nah, they were sticking with trenches, folks, and you end up beefing up that offensive line even more.
Yeah, well, I know Scott got worked up a little bit. He was a little peeved.
Oh, a little different.
He was a little peeved when they took the offensive line. I mean, he pointed out that the Saints Super Bowl offensive line was not a bunch of first round picks. It was, you know, I think Stinchcomb was the highest drafted. He was a second rounder, but you know, it's just the fact is, hey, you want to bring in a stud offensive lineman. You don't have a ton of money to throw around in the free agent market. This is where you find them. You find them in the first round. And, you know, one thing that he brought up, and we don't have to get to the clip because we got a lot of clips to get through, but, you know, he also brought up, like, okay, why is the run game coming back in the NFL? You know, why is that the power run game? You look at the Eagles, you look at the Packers, you know, the Ravens. Like, why is that suddenly becoming a bigger thing? Well, it's because teams have adjusted to the pass-first mentality of the NFL. Linebackers are getting smaller. You know, you don't play with three linebackers on the field. It's a nickel league now, so you got a lot of smaller guys. And so teams are deciding, hey, we are going to play too deep, and we are going to force everything underneath, and we're gonna trust that you're not going to run the ball. Well, if you can run the ball, then okay, that's a huge advantage. But a lot of teams aren't willing to do that. Now, the other thing is, hey, we're going to play too deep. We're just going to go one-on-one. We're going to trust that our pass rushers are better than your offensive linemen. And teams don't want to be sending extra pressure when they have people sitting over the top. They don't have the bodies. Otherwise, you are going to run all over them. So if you can pass protect one-on-one on the edges, if you can pass protect without sending help every play because you're like, we don't trust Trevor Penning to hold up on one-on-one. We have to help him. We have to put someone over there because Micah Parsons is over there or whoever is on that side, and we have to help. If you don't feel like you have to do that, massive, massive advantage. And any team that can say that is probably a team that has stud tackles on both sides of the line. And so I think, you know, the Saints are kind of getting ready for that reality, is they want to be able to pass protect the way they did back when Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead were here.
You mentioned Micah Parsons. Surprisingly, they did a pretty good job against him last year.
Yeah, but if you look and say, well, how did they do a good job? It's because they had a tight end and a running back chipping him on every play.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, who's coming at me this time? It's one of six different people. And that's the thing. Like, yes, you know, you can do that. They also handled Myles Garrett very well, but what are you giving up to do that, right? Like, and in that game, it didn't matter because they scored. Like, that was the point where they were just scoring at will. But in a close game, suddenly your offense is incredibly limited because you have to help the pass rush. And so that's what you're trying to do when you bring in a Kelvin Banks. You are trying to set up a scenario that you can have a much, much simpler offensive line plan than what you've had to have with, you know, making up for some of the inadequacies that you've been dealing with.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From O-line, we're going to go talk about the D-line now. Saints' third-round pick, their first one. Vernon Broughton out of Texas, the defensive tackle. What's Shanley think about that pick for the Saints?
I think I'm obligated for Vernon to be my favorite player because he's a Cy Rage Ram in Houston, and my brother coached him in high school. So I know a lot about Vernon. Vernon came out as a defensive end, went to Texas. And the first thing I did, my brother texted me right away and said, we got a Cy Rage Ram that's a New Orleans Saint. And I said, is he tough? And he goes, oh, he's tough. You're going to love him. So I'm putting a lot of stock into my brother's high school evaluation of Vernon since he coached him. But yes, when you talk about going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, you need those body types. You need those big bodies up front. Those guys are going to get double teamed. They're going to have to two gap. They're going to have to keep the linebackers clean. So I definitely like what they did. And you talk about Gotcha. You need those big body types because the run defense just was not good enough. Hasn't been good enough the last couple of years. And really, they lost a handful of games just based on how bad their run defense was. So I love the big bodies they're getting on the defensive line.
In his career with the in Texas, we had Broughton 69 tackles, 11 stops for loss, 6 sacks, 4 fumbles recovered, 3 pass breakups, and 2 forced fumbles. Productive. Pretty good production.
Yeah. No, and I mean, you know, you're just stacking big bodies, right? Like, it's hard to, you know, Vernon is one that I think when you're talking about, you know, we talked to the Sumer Sports Quinn McClain earlier, and it's like value, right? I think if you're trying to question value, that's a pick that a lot of people would look at because, you know, I don't think Vernon was the 71st prospect on a lot of boards. He's probably a lot lower than that. I think the Saints feel like, you know, I think when the Saints feel like they have a really good read on a player, they have good intel on a player, they don't have questions around a player, they are much more likely to go for that player. You know, and I think that's one of the things that people often overlook is, you know, fit, character, personality. Like, is he going to fit into that locker room? And teams are going to draft guys a lot higher when they feel like that's the case. And in this case, you have Bo Davis, who knows him very, very, very well,
right,
coaching that defensive line group. And I think, you know, when you talk about pounding the table, you talk about doing whatever. I don't know how vocal Bo Davis was about bringing Broughton in, but I'm sure he was highly supportive of the idea. And there's also a very funny clip we can play if we ever want to from Not Another Teen Movie, because since it's already been brought in. So just saying, we can throw that in there.
Looking at the Saints' other third-round pick, I feel like this guy has generated a ton of post-draft buzz. All of a sudden, a lot of folks talking about safety. Jonas Sanker out of Virginia. Here's Scott Shanley.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's incredible. It's basically arena football without the arena. And it's fun, and it's a lot of people. You don't even need bleachers because everybody just stands around the rope and watches the game. Field's 80 yards long, it's narrower, probably 40 yards wide. But it's a fun game to play. And when you go to those small towns and grow up the way some of us guys do, it's what you do, and you don't know any different. But yeah, I think with Jonas, you watch his tape of Virginia, and I thought he closed fast, he tackled, he was physical. And when you look at, you know, obviously where Tyron is, just like Alvin in his, where he is in his career, you got to start building depth behind these guys. I like the Reed signing in the offseason. I think he's really going to help at the safety position. So yeah, you got to start getting some of these young guys and start getting them to learn under these veterans while the veterans are there. And that's how you kind of pass the torch. So hopefully Jonas turns out to be a great safety, and he's definitely going to be a great special teams player his first year.
So the beginning of that clip, that's Scott talking about eight-man football, because Jonas Sanger came up in the eight-man football circuit, which it's what it sounds like, eight-man football. The field's a little different in terms of size. The game, everyone's an eligible receiver. But Scott also came up playing eight-man football. He's like one of the goats of eight-man football. So it's just kind of fascinating. Like, you really don't see that very often. I've never watched a game of eight-man football. I wouldn't even know what it looks like other than some highlights that I've watched of Jonas and Scott as I was looking back at the Shanley tape. But no, it's he's a, you know, you want kind of that volume tackling safety. You want that kind of small linebacker body. You know, I'm curious if he can develop into an elite slot option. And I know, like, in Brandon Staley's defense, it's not a nickel corner, it's a star.
So Come on.
I'm curious. I think that's kind of the vision for him long term. It's not necessarily as a deep safety. It's just that hybrid Derwin James type player, because he has the body type and he can be more that box safety option.
Last year started all 12 games, 98 tackles, 2 sacks, 8.5 stops for loss, an interception, 4 pass breakups, 5 passes defensed, and as the Cajun Cannon would like to say, a thumper.
Yes, correct.